This is WBUR's All Things Considered. Good afternoon. I'm Jack Lepiarz in for Lisa Mullins. It has been 30 years since the landmark Americans with Disabilities Act banned discrimination against people with disabling physical or mental health conditions. Similar to the Civil Rights Act of 1964, the law prohibits discrimination in employment and mandates access in public accommodations. But some people are questioning just how much the ADA is being honored when it comes to the impact of the coronavirus pandemic. For more on this, we spoke with George Annis, professor of health law, ethics, and human rights at Boston University. We asked him whether, in the face of COVID-19, the law is working.
Well, I think that even though it's the 30th anniversary, I think people still don't know much about it. And certainly I've been very discouraged by some of the reports we've had from around the country that hospitals are setting up these special committees to decide who gets the next ventilator or who gets the next ICU bed when they're under a crunch. We have one going on in Texas right now where the big hospital at the border is saying that they're so full they have to send people home to die. And the people they're sending home to die are mostly people who are living in assisted living or long-term care facilities, or even by themselves, but have major disabilities. In a major emergency, the country has a history of turning to utilitarianism, the greatest good for the greatest number, and that puts people with disabilities at risk. We just don't treat people with disabilities equally to everyone else.
So then let me ask this, how should, you know, people with disabilities be protected in relation to the coronavirus under the Americans with Disabilities Act?
Yeah, I mean, people with disabilities need more protection, not less protection. I mean, it's a scandal of major proportions that the vast majority of people who've died from COVID in the United States are in long-term care facilities. I mean, you can plot the people who we discriminate against by the number of deaths. And so the highest number of deaths come from elderly people, institutionalized people, the second highest from minorities, people of color. That's not accidental. That's based on the way we've run our healthcare system for decades.
What about access to healthcare and treatment as well? You know, how does the ADA play a role? And what has been happening in terms of access that's either working or not working according to the ADA's mandates? You know, let's start with testing for the virus and access to that.
Yeah, well, testing for the virus is a problem almost everywhere. Remember 3 months ago, the president said, well, pretty soon anybody who wants a test can have. And that's never been true. And now we're told that it never, ever will be true. Right now, if you take the Americans with Disabilities Act seriously, everyone in a nursing home or a long-term care facility or a memory facility or an assisted living facility and their caretakers should be eligible and should get a test if they want.
Just to be clear, does any of this qualify as unlawful discrimination under the ADA?
It depends what the rationale was. Certainly not putting someone on a ventilator just because of their age is unlawful discrimination. So most people possibly probably wouldn't do that. They say, oh, no, it's their underlying condition. We think that the chances of them benefiting from this ventilator are much less than the chances of a teenager or a younger person of benefiting from it. So we're not doing it because of their disability or because of their age. We're doing it because of their medical condition. Now, the truth of the matter is, even if it was unlawful discrimination, the chances of anybody bringing a lawsuit are so low that probably people don't worry about that.
So you haven't heard of any legal claims related to ADA or COVID-19?
No, remarkably, you don't hear of any lawsuits. Of course, right in the middle of the pandemic, everything's an emergency right now. We are hearing some pronouncements from the Justice Department, the people who are in charge of enforcing the ADA, and I would think that's the most likely place that you'll get pushback, that hospitals will get pushback, is from the Justice Department, not from individual lawsuits. People who want to bring individual lawsuits are much more interested in getting treatment and getting care than they are in bringing a lawsuit.
That's George Annis, professor of health law, ethics, and human rights at the Boston University School of Public Health. Professor Annis, thanks for speaking with us.
Thank you, Jeff.